On the show today, we have Tropical Financial Credit Union's very own Amy McGraw. She's talking about her student roundup program powered by Change that's really actually reducing the student loan debt. So you got to check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have the one and only Amy McGraw from Tropical Financial Credit Union. Amy, how are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. It's Friday.
It is. Who wouldn't be doing fabulous on a Friday afternoon? Are you kidding me? We are ready for the weekend for sure. Hey, you guys have a really cool program that you're running. It's called Tropical Financial Student Roundup Program, powered by Change Ed. So can you give us a quick summary on what this program, what's it all about?
Yeah, actually, so funny, because that E is capitalized, everybody says Change Ed, but it really is just pronounced Change.
Oh, Change. Oh.
So it's a very simple concept. It's something very, you know, other financial institutions have offered these types of roundup programs that can go into an account to do things like buy a Christmas gifts or maybe a vacation, mm-hmm. or whatever it is. But in this case, it's going into a special account that once you hit $100,
yeah.
that $100 is sent towards your student loan.
Wow.
So it actually, it was invented by these two guys who had huge student loan debts, and they went on to the Shark Tank,
oh.
and actually had Mark Cuban back them.
Wow.
And that was a few years ago. They actually have just hit $1 million in student loans that have been paid off with their current customer base.
Very nice.
But they were doing it all by themselves. So they decided to pilot it with actual financial institutions.
Mm-hmm.
And they chose credit unions because of the structure of credit unions and the fact that they really are people helping people. So they had the best structure to actually go out and help students pay down their student loans quicker.
Right, on the kind of in the credit union wheelhouse for sure. So
right.
So how does it work? How does it work exactly? Can you give us a kind of the nuts and bolts of it briefly?
Yeah, it's super simple. It takes less than 2 minutes to set up.
Oh wow.
I actually am back in grad school right now, so I actually have it and
congratulations.
Am paying down on my own student loan. really a lot more expensive than 35 years ago, I will tell you that. But basically what it is, you just attach your checking account to it. And every time you make a debit out of that checking account, and I mean every time, like you pay a bill, that counts. It's not just swiping your card. Anytime there's any transaction out of that checking account, it rounds it to the next dollar. And it's important to note, even if it's an even dollar amount, it will round up to the full $1.
Really?
So okay. It is doing every single transaction. The good thing, though, is if you are a real big swiper and you use your card a lot, it will not take more than $10 a day.
Oh.
And it always does a little like ACH check to make sure you have the money in mm-hmm. there before it does take it.
Oh, cool.
Now, there is a slight note, and I always tell people to be completely transparent with it. It's a two-day process for that ACH to go through. So if you had the money in when it checked, mm-hmm. but you went under that after that two-day period, could incur an overdraft. So it really is important to watch what
yeah.
you're doing with it.
Yeah.
It's between $30 and $50 a month is what is usually being rounded up. That's what they guesstimate. I have been doing right around $30, and I use my card a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, I figure if I'm only doing $30, and I have a full-time job and everything else, somebody who's just getting out of college who probably doesn't use their card as much probably would be doing a little bit less.
Yeah.
But the guys average about 5 years, and about $10,000 could be shaved off the average debt.
Good grief.
So it's just doing your everyday stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It is so wicked cool, and everybody who uses it so far has just been loving it.
Yeah, so how long have you guys been running this program at your credit union?
Less than a month.
Oh my gosh. Wow, so
yeah,
it's brand new.
We're piloting it for 6 months, and we're starting a promotion in November to really push it. So it's only been about a month that we've just been offering sort of a soft launch mm-hmm, rollout. Mm-hmm. A couple of myself and another employee are using it right now.
Mm-hmm.
A very cool part, like I said, I'm using it to pay down my own student loan debt, but family and friends, well, if you have a good friend like that, God bless you.
Who's going to pay off your debt? Wow.
Family.
That is a good friend.
Family, actually, there's a way that you can actually create your own account and have your roundups pay down your child's or, you know, niece, nephew, mm-hmm. godchild, whoever you want to help, you can actually
right.
help somebody else as well. So I have another employee who's doing it with her son's on her son's student loan.
Mm-hmm.
So she's kind of looking at it from the parents' aspect, and I'm looking at it from sort of the student's aspect. And so far, we've been comparing notes, and it's been working like a charm.
Wow. So is this kind of like a set it and forget it type of thing, or?
It really is,
okay.
except you get reminders. You know, they do send you either a text or an email little tickler that says, hey, you've reached another milestone, and now this much is going to be paid down. We're going to basically, we're starting the ACH process to take out. It's usually between $5 and $10. So, okay. So you have an idea that, okay, it's coming. So that way you have that idea to go check to make sure your account isn't, you know, next mm-hmm. 2 days, you're not going to go below mm-hmm. what your balance.
Right.
So it is a set it and forget it. But you do have to kind of be conscious. You also, you only have one account that the withdrawals come out of.
Okay.
But you can hook up two different financial institutions and how many other accounts you have at that financial institution for analysis. So you can have several credit cards. You can even have like an auto loan even on there. So every time you make an auto loan payment,
oh my God,
it's going to round up the next dollar.
Wow.
But keep in mind, only one account with the withdrawals coming out of. So if you have five, six, seven different accounts that are used for analysis, mm-hmm. you could easily burn through your checking account.
No doubt. No doubt.
So I would highly suggest not doing that.
Yeah.
And we're also, what we're offering our members, if you do it without a Tropical Financial account, there is a cost. It's $1 a month. It's not a whole lot. But again, it takes it out of the roundups. But our Tropical members, we're covering that dollar for them.
So good for you guys. Good for you guys. Yeah, and that kind of leads me to my next question is like, obviously, there's so much upside with this for the student and your and the parents as well. What about the credit union? What's the upside? What's the benefit for the credit union?
Well, I think this is the student loan debt. It's a crisis. I mean, mm-hmm. if it isn't a crisis now, it sure is on the way to be a crisis.
Yeah, you're
right. I mean, it is really, really a huge problem. We're already seeing it in our own members in terms of their debt to income with that student loan is hurting their ability to do major purchases, like obviously homes, but even cars.
Yeah, cars.
Where they're having to go back to their parents for cosigns to get a car, even though they have a job,
mm-hmm.
because they carry so much student loan debt.
Yeah.
So this, yes, we're being altruistic, but there's a little bit of selfishness and survival instinct too here, because mm-hmm. this is a very important part. If we want to be able to continue serving credit unions in this not-for-profit type of model, we've got to be willing to help people get over this big, huge hump,
yep.
and get that thing paid down as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. So what are your I mean, that even segues my next question. What are your goals for this program besides like doing your part in reducing the student loan debt?
Well, we're hoping that we can actually reach out to more millennials.
Okay.
One of the things that Tropical has struggled with is bringing in millennial, that age group, into the credit union.
Mm-hmm.
Only about 18% of our membership is millennial. That's pretty low. I mean, I think other credit unions are around 30%, banks are 45%. So we're really hoping that this will be kind of a lead product to help people come in and utilize our base checking, mm-hmm. a transaction checking account.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, and it's just the actual pilot itself, we're looking at about 2,000 accounts to be using the Change app at the end of the pilot. That's very, I think that's almost a stretch goal, mm-hmm. just based on how people are using Card Valet app along with their account. I'm guessing it'll probably be more like 600 or 700 by the end of the 6 months.
Okay.
But as long as everything goes well and the members really like it, once the pilot is over, we'll just keep continuing offering it.
Oh, yeah. I think this is a no-brainer. My goodness. So, I mean, and having said that, do you have advice for other credit unions who may want to do something like this? Because, I mean, again, it sounds like it's just something that adds tremendous value to your credit union and would enhance the trust and loyalty of your members.
Yeah, and I know there's some bigger institutions that might have the capability of doing something like this on their own, mm-hmm. in terms of putting it into another account.
Yeah.
A lot of times, though, those accounts are tied into their own accounts and allows members to reach back in there if they need it, or if they, you know, it's sort of it's a temptation.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is it was built by millennials. It is so much fun. They have, you know, this little graphic, this little squirrel, orange squirrel that fills up every time you get a new deposit that is put into that other account. And it's another account. It's a way you can't, I mean, that is another part of it. If you're really desperate and you need that money,
mm-hmm.
you can reach out to the support of Change and they will send it back to you. So it's not like it's ours, you can't have it back. You know, it is your money, it's in your name. But it is not, it's a process to do that. So it's not as big a temptation to reach in if it's in the same institution.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I think that really the advice would be is if you can work with Change, I don't know of another app out there that's doing this specific type of thing, and mm-hmm. these guys have already got relationships built with all the big student yeah. lender servicing companies, so they have that relationship. I would totally reach out to these guys and ask what it would take for them to come in and be able to offer it to other credit union members as well.
How did you find them? How did you guys?
We actually are part of the MDC, the Members Development Corp, and they are always looking for what's next. So they put it out there and said, "What credit unions want to pilot this?" And I just ran.
I bet you did. Yeah, I would too. We'll
there
do it.
There's one other credit union up in Wisconsin. Alta Credit Union is also offering this as well. They're part of the pilot as well. So it's us in South Florida and up in Wisconsin.
Okay. And where can we find more information on the? Is it changed.com or something? Or
it is. They have their own website, changed.com. But ours is tropicalfcu.com/changed.
Okay.
And it's just changed. It's just that E is capitalized. That's part of their logo.
Cool. Well, I'll put that link in the show notes so people who are interested can click on it and check it out themselves and maybe even give you a call and say, "Hey, Amy, tell us more." So very cool. Last question for you, Amy. Is there like a big Michigan State football game going on or something at your house? What's going on here?
Let's see. I don't know. you're recording this on October 19th, the day before the big Michigan State game. And one of my coworkers, I'm the VP of marketing and our VP of retail went to Michigan. Every year on the Friday before the big game, we dress up. And, you know, I have to say, this is one year the pressure's completely off because they're ranked number 6. They're like, they have only one defeat, and that's to Notre Dame, I think, who's number 4.
Yeah.
And we tumbled out of the top 25.
I know.
And we got back in last week after beating Penn State. But you know what? There's no pressure, so it's just going to be fun.
I think you might surprise them. You might surprise them. All right. Well, good game tomorrow, and a great app for getting the student loan debt down as well. So good stuff all the way around, Amy. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule, your football schedule.
No problem. Absolutely. Anything to help out other credit unions.
You got it. All right, Amy. Thanks again. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.